The Dalai Lama says he's encouraged by talks between Chinese officials and his Tibetan government in exile. The Tibetan spiritual leader made the remark during a visit to Copenhagen. During a joint news conference with Denmark's foreign minister Wednesday, the Dalai Lama expressed hope that the current round of talks in Beijing can help to build confidence.
It looks good start. The Chinese government official attitude more positive. So this moment we are making effort to build confidence, because the Chinese government always very much suspicious.
The Dalai Lama's representative in Washington, Lodi Gyaltsen Gyari, is leading the Tibetan delegation at the talks with China in Beijing. He is reported to be carrying a secret message from the Dalai Lama, leading to speculation that the spiritual leader may soon return to Tibet after nearly 50 years in exile. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has played down the importance of the talks, describing the presence of the Dalai Lama's envoys as a private visit. That reflects Beijing's refusal to recognize the Tibetan government in exile. The Dalai Lama once sought independence for Tibet. He now advocates autonomy within China. The Tibetan spiritual leader told reporters Wednesday he hopes the talks will help to persuade Chinese authorities that he is not seeking independence.
I repeated several times, I am not seeking independence. But somehow the Chinese government always suspicion. So therefore, for the moment, it is very, very important to build up the confidence. Then once the Chinese get sort of trust, we Tibetan here, we are following one China sort of principle. We are not seeking independence. Then I think series of discussions how to improve situation inside Tibet.
The Dalai Lama's visit to Copenhagen is part of a European tour that has recently taken him to Germany and Sweden. The Nobel Peace Laureate spoke to a crowd of 15,000 in Stockholm Tuesday, urging increased use of nonviolence to solve conflicts. During his five-day stay in Denmark, he will also hold talks with Prime Minister Anders Fogh Rasmussen. Peter Heinlein for VOA News, Copenhagen.